Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to a Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and during the month of November, we are learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. This week, we're talking about the importance of the type of fuel we use to power our bodies, as well as the importance of hydration. Now, on today's show, we're going to focus on how water just might be the most overlooked solution to overeating that most folks have never heard of before. So, Penny, let's start off with this. We've all heard that we should drink 8 glasses of water a day. Is that true for everyone?
No, not necessarily. There's a formula that you're supposed to follow for drinking water. And usually it's for every 66 pounds that somebody has that they're carrying around, they need to drink 4 8-ounce glasses of water. So somebody that is 132 pounds would need eight ounce glasses of water. So there is a formula that people should follow.
I mean, I guess that makes sense because a small child surely shouldn't have 8 glasses of water. That would probably be way too much for them in comparison to a full-grown adult.
Right. Yeah. And you know when you're hungry. I mean, when you're thirsty. You can feel it. You know exactly, I need to go get a drink of water. Your mouth gets dry. So if you pay attention to that, you've drank the amount of water that you need, and you don't even realize it. You don't have to count glasses.
Well, you know, sometimes you said something just a little bit earlier about, you know, when you're hungry. But do I know when I'm hungry? I mean, I sometimes think I'm maybe bored or I'm confused or I just want something to do. Could it be that I'm not necessarily hungry?
Well, sometimes when you're thirsty, you're going to think you're hungry. Your body has a mechanism that will actually mimic hunger. And in reality, you need water. So if you actually get a drink of water, get a glass of water, when you first feel what you think are hunger pains, then most of the time or a lot of the time, you're going to end up satisfying that hunger just with water. And it's going to cut down the amount of calories that you eat. And that ties into how water helps people lose weight.
Because if I'm really thirsty and not hungry, then I'm avoiding those calories that I didn't really need. And I'm guessing that if I'm actually thirsty, that there's a reason for that, that my body actually has requirements. I mean, I guess it goes back to the why. Why do I need to drink water?
Well, water is two-thirds of the human body. The body is made up of two-thirds of water. And the roles that the water performs in the body is that it helps to remove waste. It also helps to regulate body temperature. It actually lubricates the joints. So people that have problems with arthritis, they need to look at their water intake. And water really acts as a natural appetite suppressant. With all of the, and that's just a few of the functions that water does. But with all of these functions, the consumption of water is really very important to the normal functioning of the body.
You know, one of the things I like to do, Penny, is I like to drink a glass of water before I drink. If I'm going to have a glass of tea or a cup of coffee or whatever, you name it, you know, soda or even an adult beverage, I like to drink a glass of water beforehand just because I feel like if I'm about to put something in my body, you know, sodas or, you know, coffee or tea or anything else, that I probably should put some water in there first before I put something that's not water in there. And I don't know if that makes sense. It's just something I've always done. It's something I came up with, I guess, in my early 20s. And it's just something that I still do to this day. And I'm wondering if that's just a way that I'm trying to satisfy my water needs, maybe tricking myself into drinking water when maybe I might forego water.
And a lot of people forego water I have watched my mother-in-law actually start hallucinating because she wasn't drinking water. Yeah, but what you're doing about drinking water before you drink something else or before you eat something else is really smart, because a lot of times that will satisfy whatever craving that you might have. You know, and a lot of people will think, oh, I'm just going to get some sweet tea or I'm going to drink a soda, and they'll grab for those things when they're thirsty. And those things don't satisfy the thirst. As a matter of fact, sugary drinks actually keeps the body slows down the absorption of the water or the liquid that you're putting in it. So have you ever wondered why after drinking a soda that you're thirstier than you were before you started?
Yeah, I mean, I do notice that. If I drink really anything, I wind up being thirsty afterwards if I don't drink water first. And sometimes I'll drink water afterwards kind of to cleanse my palate or something. But I find that I drink more and more and more water the older that I've gotten. And maybe it's because I'm learning more about the importance of it. But I also don't crave those other drinks if I've had my water first.
Right. It satisfies that need for a liquid. Another thing that people need to be aware of is that caffeine actually acts as a diuretic, and I think a lot of people know this. So it's causing the body to lose water if you're drinking caffeine. So it's important to keep that in mind and do like you do and replenish that water if you're going to drink a cup of coffee.
That makes sense. I mean, it just seems to be something simple that we can do. Now, earlier you said that sometimes we might be hungry and not, we might be thirsty and not hungry. So if we're trying to lose weight or we're trying to be more active or trying to be, you know, making those baby steps towards being more conscious of the choices that we make, I would think that if we just added water in front of every drink and every meal, that probably is a baby step towards getting us closer to being more health conscious.
Oh, definitely. And there's scientific proof to back that up. There was a study that was done at University of Washington, and they found that 98% of the subjects who drank 8 ounces of water, a glass of water, eliminated their nighttime hunger pangs. And I don't know about you, but that is the hardest time for me to stay away from food is at night. But 98% of the people, just drinking a glass of water helped them eliminate that. So that's calories that they didn't take in. Another study that was done found that consuming 16 ounces of water caused a 30% increase in metabolism. So that is going to help people burn off the calories faster. So there's scientific proof that drinking more water is actually going to help you lose weight.
Well, if for no other reason than that, we should all increase our water intake. Now, there is a point where too much water is a bad thing. We've heard these freak stories of where someone drinks a gallon of water and then they wind up dying. And so there's that people think, well, wait a minute, if water is so good for us, how can it be harmful? I think you can't do it all at once. You can't drown yourself in water all in one setting. You need to space it out throughout the day, you know, so that your body can process it efficiently.
Exactly. I mean, you're not going to sit and eat something until your stomach bursts. You know, and why would you do that with water?
Although some of us have tried at those buffets, all-you-can-eat buffets, I haven't done those in a while.
it wastes my money to go to an all-you-eat buffet. But people don't generally sit there and drink a whole gallon of water or drink water until their stomach will explode or it causes problems on the inside of their body. You do have to do it a little at a time. It's a good idea to keep water with you at all times. That's actually one of the tips that I can give people on how they can get down that much water. If you have a cup that you've already measured or a bottle that you've already measured, say there's 20 ounces in that cup or the 20 ounces in the bottle, and you fill that bottle up and you drink it, and then you go back and fill it up again and you drink it throughout the day, That's the best way that there is to drink that much water. Another tip would be if you don't like the taste of water, and there's a lot of people that really don't, and it's because they need to change their taste buds. Usually it's people that are addicted to sodas that don't like the taste of water, or they're addicted to some other liquid, and so water tastes bland to them. But if you put lemon in it, and if that's not enough, you can use some of the good sweeteners. I'm not talking about do not use artificial sweeteners, but something like stevia or xylitol. There's a number of different sweeteners out there that you can use, and make some lemonade and drink it, because it's lemon and water. And the sweetener is a natural sweetener, and that will kind of wean you into the ability to be able to drink water. Water is critical for so many parts of the body. What water does is it regulates our temperature, like we said before. It cushions and protects the organs in our body, and it helps and aids digestion. So it helps the body actually eliminate the waste. Without the water, you can't go to the bathroom. So it's important to have the water. It helps, and it does help us prevents us from overeating.
Well, you know, there was something that you had told me once when we were having a conversation. I mentioned to you that I had a headache, and you said, well, it could be that your headache just needs water. And I remember thinking, I think it needs like Tylenol or an aspirin or something. And you said, no, give it a try. Drink some water slowly, but drink water and see if that gets rid of your headache. Now, if it doesn't get rid of your headache, you know, then you can try other things. And ever since you've told me that, I've started to reach for water whenever I get a headache. And it helps. I think a couple of times it got rid of the headache completely, and the other times it minimized the headache considerably. I mean, it was still kind of there, but nothing to the extent that it was before I started drinking water, which tells me that those headaches are probably water, because my body's a little bit deprived of water for whatever reason. Even though I think I'm drinking enough, it could be that depending on what activities I'm doing, that my body needs just a little bit more than I was giving it.
Well, throughout the day, our body naturally eliminates water through water vapor, through exhaling, the vapor that we exhale, perspiration, through our intestines and our kidneys, and all of these things will eliminate water from our body, and we have to replace that. So that's why, you know, that's why it's important to drink it all the way through the day. Now, the headache is just typical. I mean, that's one of the symptoms of not having, of being dehydrated. There's a whole list of symptoms, things like fuzzy thoughts, lack of concentration, being tired in the middle of the day. That can be dehydration, burning sensation in the stomach, and that's kind of the sensation that you feel like that's hunger, but in reality it's thirst. If you are dehydrated on a consistent basis, it actually increases the risk of cancer. It's premature. It will increase the aging process. You'll be more irritable, more anxious. It definitely helps increase your risk for being obese. There's just so many things that being dehydrated affects that we're not even aware of. Muscle cramps. Have you ever gotten muscle cramps? And it hurts like crazy, Charlie horses. I've always thought that it was calcium. But in reality, dehydration can cause that as well.
So I guess what we're trying to say, folks, is drink your water throughout the day. Drink it before you drink other fluids. Drink it before you eat something. Drink it if you have a headache. Drink it if you think you're hungry. You know, it's good for you. And if you do it, you know, in moderation throughout the day, you're going to be fine. So that's really good, Penny. Thank you for sharing about water. Tomorrow, folks, we're gonna get back to food, because that's what we're talking about this week. Low glycemic, what the heck is it, and why eating more fruits and vegetables and lean meat is a good way to eat your fuel intake for the day.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.